From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The government of Haiti is reportedly planning to move hundreds of thousands of people from the earthquake-shattered capital city to camps in outlying areas. The Associated Press reports that a top official says the move could begin within days. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Port-au-Prince.
The report quotes Fritz Longchamp, the chief of staff to Haitian President René Préval, as saying the government plans to move 400,000 people to camps on the outskirts of the capital. That would be a daunting task under any circumstance, but Longchamp says it would be a way to provide adequate sanitation and food to people now living in the streets. Nurka Pinheiro, a spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration, declined to comment on the report, but said her group has been working with the Haitian government to find shelter for earthquake victims. Pinheiro said the position of her organization is that any such camps could not be considered a long-term solution for Haiti's homeless, especially with the approach of the rainy season. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
President Obama is not happy with the Supreme Court's decision to lift some restrictions on corporate campaign contributions. Mr. Obama says the ruling means special interest groups will flock into politics. Also Thursday, the president called for tighter regulation of banks. His proposals would cut the size of huge financial institutions and stop them from getting into risky business.
We are seeking reforms to protect consumers. We intend to close loopholes that allowed big financial firms to trade risky financial products like credit default swaps and other derivatives without oversight, to identify system-wide risks that could cause a meltdown.
The president says risky trading helped create the financial crisis last year. An insider from the Proposition 8 campaign to ban same-sex marriage in California is expected to testify at the trial challenging the measure. Attorneys defending Proposition 8 did not want him to testify, as Scott Schaefer reports.
William Tam courted Asian American voters with warnings that unless Proposition 8 was passed in California, other states would fall into Satan's hands. Attorneys defending Prop 8 contend that Tam had no role in the campaign, but on the witness stand Thursday, he acknowledged organizing rallies and participating in debates at the urging of Yes on 8 officials. Attorneys opposing Prop 8 are trying to demonstrate that the measure passed in 2008 was conceived in prejudice and animosity toward gays and lesbians, and contend Tam's testimony proves that. But the legal team defending the traditional definition of marriage compared Thursday's questioning to the Inquisition, questioning someone's personal beliefs and trying to use it to invalidate a vote of the people. The trial is heading toward its conclusion next week, but many believe the issue will ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
This is NPR. The fourth Pacific storm of the week has moved into Southern California, where flood watches are in effect, including for downtown Los Angeles. More than 1,200 homes have been ordered evacuated in foothill and canyon communities along the San Gabriel Mountains. Southwest Airlines has canceled flights between Southern California airports and Phoenix because of bad weather. A federal judge has ruled that part of Arizona's public campaign finance law is unconstitutional. Under the ruling, privately funded candidates can now spend money without their opponents getting matching funds. NPR's Ted Robbins explains.
Under Arizona's Clean Elections Law, candidates who agree to public funding limits have gotten extra money if their privately funded opponents spend more. But Federal District Court Judge Rosalind Silver ruled that the matching funds inhibit contributors to privately funded candidates because they are, in effect, also indirectly contributing to candidates they oppose. Under the ruling, publicly funded candidates would get only their initial primary and general election funding. In 2002, Janet Napolitano won her first term as Arizona's governor after getting $1.2 million in matching funds during her campaign. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Toyota has announced another major recall involving accelerator pedals. More than 2 million vehicles are being recalled to fix accelerators that can become worn and in some cases stick. The announcement follows last year's recall of 4.2 million vehicles because of pedals getting stuck due to insecure floor mats. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials fell 213 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.